It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you give your mom an orgasm?
Oh,
gosh. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
This one person said they found liquor bottles hidden in liquor balls.
This is Marconi Award-winning.
Lands in Greenville, Texas, like 8 minutes later because smoke filled the cock... Or not the... Or, I'm sorry. once again, that is a two-syllable word. It's cockpit. What?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
That's not what you said.
I know. I said smoke.
Why stop there?
It's. I'm sorry.
How would smoke fill one of those?
I don't know.
On the little ticket.
Yes, we will give you three candidates of the e-brake, and you get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. It's brought to us by Classic BMW. That's 888-787-1310. And candidate number one comes to us from the T-Box once again. But it's not Craig Rosengarten. It's not Johnny E-Brake. When's the last time Rick Arnett was nominated for an emergency break of the week?
Had to be 021 and...
Yeah, what did that sound like? That was when he was trying to talk about a place, it's like it was yesterday.
Award-winning par 3 course, one of the best in the Texas. Every hole over water, so get your short game in order and check it out today. Westdale Hills over in Euless, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Let me know, and tell me you heard it on the ticket.
The phone number.
Forgot the phone number.
888-something.
I don't remember. Oh, wait. Oh, here it is. 888-218-0671. 888-218-0671. Thank you, Westdale.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Westdale. That was probably 22 years ago, at least.
2000.
Okay.
Wow.
Pretty close. 21 years ago. Well, maybe Craig Rosengarten is rubbing off on Rick Arnett. You've heard the word ogle used before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rick has a different way of saying it.
Ewing Buick GMC and Mercedes-Benz of Plano is our virtual broadcast partner today. Check them out on Spring Creek Parkway in the Tollway. They have a superb service. They have cars for you to ogle at and hopefully buy, and they will take your pre-owns like that. Ogle.
It's ogle, isn't it? I mean, but
you're
it's
asking,
ogle.
You're yeah, asking.
No, it's definitely ogle. It's not ogle. The hell's an ogle?
I say ogle.
I don't care. I really don't. So you got the T-Box. That's Craig. I'm Rick. We have Kern. We have Tyler back at the station, also Jacob, doing tickers twice an hour. Got another lovely live spot at 9:30. And the weather is going to be gorgeous for the next week or so. So if you want to play golf, it is all out there for you. And I will be jealous as heck as I mend my broken.
It's all out there for you. That's almost 0-2-1. And
thank you, Westdale.
Thank you, Westdale.
Man, when Craig corrects you.
Oh, yeah.
What was with that weird maniacal overlaugh?
Well, he was so happy that finally he could correct Rick.
Ogle. Hey, breaking news, too. I heard Kern's name in there. Kern is back?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's been producing for them for a while.
Yeah,
every week. Like 5 years.
And you will see Kern at training camp. He'll have your show next Friday.
Well, he's going to be at training camp.
Yes, he will do your
all
show
right.
next Friday
wow.
morning.
Yeah, I hadn't seen him in a long time. All right, one more time. Ogle.
Ewing Buick GMC and Mercedes-Benz of Plano is our virtual broadcast partner today. Check them out on Spring Creek Parkway in the Tollway. They have a superb service. They have cars for you to ogle at, but hopefully buy, and they will take your
cars
pre-owns
you
like
at
that. Ogle.
It's ogle, isn't it? I mean, but
you're
it's
asking,
ogle.
You're
yeah,
asking?
No, it's definitely ogle. It's not ogle. The hell's an ogle?
I say ogle.
Yeah.
I don't care. I really don't. So you got the T-Box. That's Craig. I'm Rick. We have Kern. We have Tyler back at the station. Also Jacob doing tickers twice an hour. Got another lovely live spot at 9:30. And the weather is going to be gorgeous for the next week or so. So if you
want to play golf, it is all out there for you.
It is all out there for you.
So all out there for you.
Boy, yeah, his evil plan to take over the world was working, wasn't it, for Rosengarten. But that is Rick.
Like
Rick Arnett.
Gunshot in there. Holds it up to his own head while maniacally laughing.
Rick Arnett as candidate number one. Candidate number two is from the Hang Zone. We're going to have Ted Emmerich on the show. He had all the funnies from the British Open and the U.S. Open. And as Dan is ready to intro him, he had a rough start.
All right, I don't see anybody on the phone. Did I say any words you understood there?
Say what you want about Bryce Easton. There's only 60 people talking.
You were just getting ready for...
I think I understood what you meant.
So I don't see anybody on the phone line, so I'm guessing that Teddy Ballgame is standing by some other way, some other weird way of connecting in this new world of people that are texting, things that are crazy like that.
Ted, are you here?
First time on Clean V.
There he is.
Oh, we got an echo. I stumbled over my own words and sounded like Dan there at the start. Oh, my God.
Yeah, can we hear the start of that once again?
All right, I don't see anybody on the phone. Did I say any words you understood there?
Say what you want about Bryce Easton. There's only 60 people talking.
You were just getting ready for...
I think I understood what you meant.
I
love Dan's very quick realization that he was speaking gibberish.
Yeah, did I say anything that you understood there? It almost does sound like back-masking Dan there at the very beginning.
What was the drop that they played of Saroy talking after?
That was his fast-talking.
I don't think I'd heard that one before.
Yeah.
I may be out of the loop on that.
All right, one more time real quick at the beginning.
All right, I don't see anybody on the phone. Did I say any words you understood there?
Say what you want about Bryce Easton. There's only 60 people talking.
You're just getting ready.
Saroy's is like an auctioneer there.
Do you have that drop isolated, Jer?
It's
in there somewhere.
Say what you want about Bryson
DeChambeau.
Boy, that is fast talking.
It's like platinum bats.
Oh, my goodness. All right, there is Dan McDowell, candidate number two. Candidate number three, Donovan Lewis from the Normandy invasion. He has a hard time saying the word push and eventually had to just take a knee.
And it's Milwaukee. And they are at the top of the NBA world right now. It's just cool moment after cool moment after cool moment. And just to hear him talk about Chris Middleton, you know, they've been there all 8 years together. They push each other.
Whoa.
Pardon me?
Push.
Excuse me?
Push. Push.
Mark.
Like salt and pepper.
Mark.
Push each other.
Oh, no.
That was almost worse.
Donnie,
we're almost even worse, bud.
Donnie, we're getting up to doing an NFL segment, so I'm going to give you a little time to gather yourself and tell people that next, are we certain the NFC East is...
Oh, no, I'm not done.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Forget it.
Pull the ripcord.
I think you need a timeout.
And I think you are done.
Award-winning or e-break-worthy ticket content.
Okay.
What?
So there is Donnie as candidate number three. So is it Rick, Dan, or Donnie?
Say what you want about Bryce Easton. There's only 60.
Not Saroy. It was just a drop during that Dan restart there. It's Rick, Dan, or Donnie at 888-787-1310. Is that good with you, Mike Saroy?
Say what you want about Bryce Easton, but there's only 60 people talking to him.
All right. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, hi. This is Coach O, straight back from the SEC Media Days. And just wanted to say I like ogling over some co-eds. You know what I mean? And want to go ahead and vote for F. Rick Arnett and go Tigers.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Jeez.
Not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Sports caller, you're on the air. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Dan, and you guys have a blessed day.
Wow. Well, okay. Well, thank you. That's very nice. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, Donnie, for the win.
Thank you for the call. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, guys, E-Break Man. I want to put you around. Well, I will. Well, I will. I want to put you down. Well, I will.
Thank you for the Donnie vote. Appreciate it. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Users, give me Ogle, Rick Arnett.
Thank you. Boy, this is really solid voting, dude.
Man.
Yeah, I got rid of that. Yeah, let's get rid of that. Did we register the vote?
No.
Did we have to dump it?
Dump it.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Or
sports caller, you're on the air.
Donovan Lewis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
It's chaos over here, gentlemen. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Robert. Go ahead.
Robert?
Yeah, you sound like Robert Wolanski.
Hey, right on that. Cool. God, I'm trying to vote, kids. Man, it's Friday. I'm trying to vote. You guys have kids. Y'all know what it's like.
Pay attention to your kids and not the radio.
But vote before you pay attention to them.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, hey, welcome back. It's good to be back. let me take what I'm about to do, number three. All right, see you guys. Okay.
Number three? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Yeah, Octopussy was my favorite James Bond movie.
That is a James Bond movie title.
It is?
Like Javier.
It did sound like Javier.
And Jer's saying that counts as a Donnie vote? You're registering that as a Donnie vote. I don't get that, but that does give Donovan Lewis the win in the emergency break of the week.
And it's Milwaukee, and they are at the top of the NBA world right now. It's just cool moment after cool moment after cool moment. And just to hear him talk about Chris Middleton, you know, they've been there all 8 years together. They push each other.
Whoa.
Pardon me?
Push.
Wow.
Excuse me? Push. Push.
Like a, Mark.
Like salt and pepper.
Mark.
Push each other.
Oh, no.
That was almost worse.
Donnie, we're almost getting worse, bud.
Donnie, we're getting up to doing an NFL segment, so I'm going to give you a little time to gather yourself and tell people that next, are we certain the NFC East
is...
Okay.
Oh, no. You
right?
Know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Forget it.
Pull the ripcord.
I think you need a timeout.
I think you are done.
Well, he was really defeated
Award-winning ticket content.
Well, how many wins is that for Donovan Lewis?
That is his fifth win. He's 116 behind Norman Hirohito Hitzkus.
Damn it, man.
Say what you want about Bryce Dechambeau, but there's only 60 people talking to him.
That is great, and that is another week of the emergency break of the week. All right, the NFL makes a big announcement yesterday about forfeits and about getting vaccinated. And boy, did this make some news. We'll talk about it here in